A lot of people don't understand the primaries, but that's where people have to choose which ballot they want to vote. So they're going to choose either to vote a Republican ballot, a Democratic ballot, or a nonpartisan ballot. A lot of people think if they choose a nonpartisan ballot that they're choosing to be able to vote for people from both sides. That is not the case. The only races on a nonpartisan ballot are actually nonpartisan offices, like judicial offices and school board races. Those are nonpartisan races. And so they're the only races on a nonpartisan ballot. And then they, of course, also have any tax measures or any millage language that might be on there. I do want to clarify that those nonpartisan races that are on the nonpartisan ballot, they are on both the Republican ballot and the Democratic ballot as well. So you're going to vote on those races on every ballot in the primary. Also, if there is a runoff, and there is a possibility of a runoff, especially in District 11, we have a four-person race for District 11 JP. So if there is a runoff, a voter who votes in the primary election and who selected a Democratic ballot would not be eligible to vote in a runoff election on the Republican ticket. Crossover voting is a crime, so you can't vote one party's ballot in the primary election and then turn around and vote the other party's ballot in a runoff election after the primary.